Matthew chapter 13, and I will read from verse 1 onwards. On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea, and great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat. The whole multitude stood on the shore. Then he spoke many things to them in parables. I want to stop right here as the Holy Spirit wants me to. Jesus Christ here, he had a plan. What was that plan? It was God's plan, heaven's agenda for that day. He is moving according to heaven's plan, God's plan for that day. So he is getting out of the house. And he went and he sat by the sea. And because of his fame that spread everywhere, because of his miraculous power, many people came to him. And when he went and sat by the sea, lots and lots of people came there. So many people were there. And he had to give them what he had. Which was the word. He sent his word and he healed his people. The living word of God is standing before them. And that word was going to speak. And they all needed to hear. So he's getting into a boat. So that they can all hear him. Imagine with what volume Jesus would have spoken. Everything that was within him carried that life force. All the people were standing on that shore to hear the word of God. Imagine the power that came from his voice, from the word, from his breath. To save, heal, and to deliver. All those people are standing there, not to watch a show. They were all there to experience something. They were all there to receive something. They were all there to hear something. They're all standing there before this God of miracles. And this God of miracles spoke many things to them in parables, like tiny, tiny, tiny stories, picture format, teachings Jesus was giving to these people. Many parables he spoke, but a few are recorded here. So beginning with this parable that has been recorded, which God Almighty in all his wisdom has this in the 13th chapter of Matthew, we're going to read verse 3 onwards. Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to read from verse 3 onwards. Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went out to sow. Now you see a man with a purpose. A man with a purpose. He's going out with a specific job to do. We have to understand this. He was not aimlessly doing something. He was motivated by something. He is going to do something, but he's being motivated by something. The Holy Spirit is speaking to our hearts. Pay close attention to what God is saying. He was motivated to do something. What was his motivation? His motivation was the fruit that he will get as a result of sowing the seed. The sower is doing the job of a sower with this motivation, with this picture before him, with this vision before him. And what was his vision? I'm going to have a rich harvest. And so because of that vision, he is making this effort. So we're, because of the vision that is in front of him, because of what he believed in, he's making this effort. God is speaking to our hearts today. Do you know what you believe? Do you have a vision in front of you? Are you doing things with a purpose? Or are you a Christian who just works randomly, does things in a random way and say, God bless the works of my hand? Or are you someone who knows what the end result is and you are pursuing the end result and you are doing what you have to do in the process to get to that end result? I pray that the Spirit of God will take these words straight to your spirit. It's very deep what God is speaking at this hour. If you know what the end result is, and if you want that end result, you will do anything for it. And that means whatever the process is, you'll be willing to go through that process. The sower, he saw the end result and he wanted that end result. So you need to have a vision and you need to desire that vision. You need to have a vision and you need to believe in that vision. I'm going to say it again. You need to have a vision and you need to have a desire for the vision and you need to believe in that vision. I want to say it one more time. You need to have a vision, number one. You need to desire the vision, number two. Number three, you need to believe in that vision, number three. All these three are very important. Only then you will do whatever it takes, which will be number four, in order to see that vision come to pass, will be number five. God is speaking to our hearts at this hour. If you don't have a vision, then you're going to be someone who is beating in the air, trying to chase after the wind. You need to have a vision. You need to know what that vision is. You need to be able to understand that vision. You need to have a desire for that vision. If you don't know what that vision is, if you don't have a grasp of it, then you're not going to desire it. You need to believe in that vision. If you don't believe in that vision, then you're not going to go after it. What's your motivation? Zero. Why are you going to do what you're going to do if it's not attractive to you, if it's not worth it? But you need to know the value of it. You need to know what the end result is going to be. If you know what the end result is going to be, then you are going to have a desire for that end result. And if you have a desire for the end result, you're going to have to believe for that end result. If you believe for that end result, then you're going to work towards that end result. And when you work towards that end result, you will see the end result right in front of your eyes. So, first thing is the vision. The vision of the fruit. I need to get the harvest. And if I need a certain amount of fruit, then I need to have a certain amount of seeds. I need to sow certain amount of seeds. If you don't have that vision, then you're not going to bother with the whole process of sowing the seeds in your life. It's very important for you to know the big picture. God's vision for your life. God's purpose for your life. God's plan for your life. And to be able to pursue it with everything that is within you. To be able to focus and pursue it. You need to be motivated by it, which is that strong desire for it. The passion for it, to go after it. That'll only come when you have faith in it. I believe that these seeds will produce fruits. I believe that the seeds will produce fruit. See? Faith in the seeds. Faith in the fruit that is going to come. Faith in the end result of the vision. You need to have the desire for it. I want this much fruit. And so for a farmer, the more fruit he has, the more sales he can make, and the more sales he makes, the more money he'll get to feed his family and to do whatever he wants to do with it. He's a businessman. He has to have a vision for his business. He must have a desire to see that vision come to pass. That means to get that end result. He needs to have faith that this is possible, that this will happen. If that is not there, he's not going to do it. When it comes to your spiritual life, when it comes to your walk with God, do you have a vision that God wants you to have? Do you believe in the Word of God? Do you believe that God's Word is real? Do you believe that God's Word works? Do you believe that God has a purpose for your life? Do you believe that God will cause you to prosper in your spirit, in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your finances? Do you believe that God is a miracle working God? Do you have a vision for your life? Do you have a vision for your life? Do you have a vision? What is your vision? It is. Is it God's vision? What is your vision? Is your vision God's vision? As we've been seeing, the plan of God for your life is pretty big. God's vision is big. What God wants to do in and through your life is big. But do you have that vision in front of you? And the vision that God has for you is to bless you and make you a blessing. God has been speaking to us week after week on this. To bless you and to make you a blessing. That's God's vision for you. Are you able to see the end result? The end result is being blessed by God and being a blessing out of that overflow. Are you able to see that? Do you want that? See? You need to have a desire for it. Do you want that? Do you want to be blessed by God and do you want to be a blessing? You have to answer this question. If you want to be blessed by God and if you want to be a blessing, do you have faith that this will happen? Do you have faith that God will bless you and God will make you a blessing? Do you have faith? You need to have faith. If you don't have faith, then you are not going to pursue the path of blessing and becoming the blessing that God has called you to be. The vision of God to make you a blessing by blessing you first. I'll bless you and you shall be a blessing. I'll bless you and you shall be a blessing. I'll bless you and you shall be a blessing. Are you able to see this vision of God for your life? For God to bless you and to make you a blessing. Not to one or two. That's a good thing. But to many, many people. God says, I want to bless you and I want to make you a blessing. Are you able to see that vision of God that God has for you? Big picture. These two words themselves are huge. God blessing you. And God making you a blessing. These two are two different areas. Two powerful areas. When God blesses you, you're blessed in every area. Just like how God blessed Abraham. In all things, God will bless you in all things. And with all things and in all things, God can cause you to become a blessing to multitudes. That's a pretty big vision. you believe in it? Do you desire it? If you don't believe in it, you're not going to desire it. If you're not able to see that vision, and if your eyes are cloudy and you're blinded by the things of this world, then you won't be able to see the outcome. The outcome of what? Why you're reading, why you're praying, why you're attending the meetings, and why you are pursuing Jesus Christ to begin with. The process to the end result. You love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you do that which God has told you to do, and all these blessed things God says will overtake you, will come upon you, and it'll overtake you. It'll just go before you. Do we believe that? He said, you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall lend and not borrow. You shall be above and not beneath. Do we believe in all of those things? You seek God and his kingdom first, and everything that you need shall be added to you. Do you believe that? God will perfect that which concerns you. Do you believe that? I'll bless you and I'll make you a blessing. Do you believe that? You shall be a blessing. Do you believe that? How much do you believe? If you truly believe that, do you want that now? You desire that? Are you able to see there's such a thing as being so fully blessed by God, becoming so full of his blessings that many others around you are being blessed from that overflow? Do you believe that there's such a thing? Are you able to see that vision as a result of you seeking God and his kingdom first? This is the outcome. As a result of you loving the Lord with all your heart and keeping his commandments, Deuteronomy 28 is the outcome. Do you believe that? If you believe that, do you want that? See, there were many people who saw that most expensive pearl. But this merchant who was knowledgeable of that, as soon as he saw that, he said, I want that. You know why? Because he knew the worth of that. He knew the worth of that. He believed in that. That this is the most expensive pearl. And he went and he sold everything he had. What did he do? He went through that process. Whatever I have to do, I will do in order to get that end result, which is the benefit that he's going to get from that pearl. The pearl itself will become his. God is speaking to our hearts today. What's your vision? Is your vision so temporary? Is it so limited? Is it so binding that you're so burdened by it? All the short-term stuff that you're concerned about. Is it clouding the big picture that God has for you, which is to bless you and make you a blessing? God is speaking to our hearts today. You need to have faith in this promise of God. But God says, I'll bless you and I will make you a blessing. You shall be a blessing. You need to believe that and desire that. Once you know that this is possible and this will happen, this is what you need to do. You need to have a strong desire for it and go after it with everything. And this man who found the most expensive pearl, he actually made sure he sold everything he had. That means whatever was there, he took everything. Because that's how expensive it was. But he knew the worth of it. He said, I'm going to go and sell everything and get this. And he made that effort. That means that many transactions he had to make, that many people he had to contact, and that many conversations he must have had, and so many negotiations, and so many bargaining, and all kinds of things he had done. And as he kept selling and selling and accumulating that money he needed for this pearl that he was going to get, he was looking at how much money he got and how much he needed to get. And he was excited. I have some more to go, more to sell, more to sell, more to sell, more to sell. And the more he sold, the more money he got. The more money he got, he was getting closer to getting that pearl. I pray that the Spirit of God will cause you to translate this to your spiritual life. As the Spirit of God works in your life and begins to continue to work in your life, there are things that the Lord will show. He'll say, my son, my daughter, this has to go. And you take that and you discard that. And you know you're getting closer to your vision. The fulfillment of your vision. That's what Abraham did. He followed God and he did everything that the Lord told him to do. He was getting closer and closer and closer to the vision that God had for him. To make him a blessing to many people. The more you obey God, the closer you'll get to the vision that God has. The end result. But in order for that to happen, you need to have faith in this end result, which is being fully blessed and becoming a total blessing to multitudes. God is speaking to our hearts today. Do you have the desire? Do you have the faith? You have the faith, you're going to look forward to that result and you're going to be working towards that. Whatever you need to get rid of, whatever you need to change, whatever you need to do, like the merchant did, you will do all those things so that you can inherit that which God has for you, which is all his blessings and becoming a blessing to many people. The sower, he went out to sow. He went out to sow with the expectation of seeing that harvest. And with that expectation, he sowed. And when you go to verse 8, you see that his seeds, some of the seeds, fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear, Jesus said. So with faith, with expectation, with great desire to reaping that harvest, he worked hard. He sowed. And he did all that he needed to do to make sure his crops were protected. And in due time, he had a rich harvest. 30, 60, and 100. Yield he got. Oh, what a joy. Harvest time is happy time. Because he labored before that. He labored for the vision that was in front of him. He labored because he believed in that vision. He labored because he desired that vision to come to pass. And now, he's actually experiencing the fruit of it. God is speaking to hearts today. Your labor in the Lord will never be in vain, but it has to be in God. It has to be something that you have faith in, that you're able to see, that you will work for, that you'll be diligent. When you do that, you will reap the rich harvest that God has for you. When you pursue God, his kingdom is righteousness. Whatever you need for your physical needs, for your material needs, for your emotional needs, for your relational needs, for your mental needs, for your spiritual needs, for every need you have, my God shall supply all your needs. When you seek him and his kingdom first, he will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We have this vision that God has for you in front of you, that He will bless you and you shall be a blessing. The more you desire to be blessed by God, the more you desire to become a blessing to God and His kingdom. And you believe with all your heart that this is possible. I will be blessed in all things and I will become a blessing by doing that which I must do. When you have faith and the desire, you work towards that because you see this vision in front of you all the time, which is being blessed by God in all things and becoming a blessing to God and His people. You will do that which God tells you to do. You will till the ground. You will sow the seeds. You will see the seedlings come. You will water the plants. You will make sure that they're well taken care of. You will make sure that no bugs destroy them. You will make sure no birds of the air will take away that which belongs to you. You will make sure you will do all that you have to do. You will make sure you will keep weeds from your yard. And then you have this joy of seeing that ground yield much fruit. Much fruit. God will bless the works of your hands. God will give you the fruit of your labor. God will bless you and He'll make you a blessing spiritually. Again, I want to say, God bless you spiritually, physically, materially, emotionally, mentally, relationally, financially, in every way. God will make you the head and not the tail. To be above and not beneath. To lend and not borrow. According to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He will bless you and He will make you a blessing. Do you believe in this vision that God has for you? Do you believe in this vision that God has for you? Do you desire this vision that God has for you? Will you do whatever it takes to see it come to pass? Do you believe that? If you do whatever it takes, that it'll come to pass. If so, will you go after it with all your heart? When you do that, you will see. You will see. You will see the fruit of your labor. Shall we close eyes and look to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time. Thank you for your presence that is here. Thank you for the Spirit of God who is moving in our midst. Thank you, Lord, God Almighty. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, precious Savior. Thank you for your love. Thank you for the word that you just spoke, Lord. What a wonder-working God you are. How beautifully you spoke to your people. A sower who has a vision of harvest will sow his seeds. He will take his seeds and God said, and he will sow seeds. I pray, Lord, to cause your people to get a glimpse of this vision that you have for them, Lord, that they may have God's vision. You want to bless them and make them a blessing. That you cause them to believe in this vision that you have for them. To cause them, Lord. Cause them, Lord. To pursue this vision. Cause them, Father, oh Holy Spirit, to go after this vision. To value this vision. to believe in this vision. All may they do whatever it takes, all the things that are necessary to see this vision come to pass. Give them a great desire for this vision, Lord. For them to be a blessing, to be blessed by you in all things and to become a blessing. Cause them, Lord, to have a great desire. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, as your servant standing in the presence of God, before the throne of God, according to the power and authority given to me by the Almighty God, I bless your people with this blessing that you alone can bless them with. But each and every single one here may have a glimpse of the vision that you have for them, Lord. That each one may be blessed by you in all things and become a blessing. As you were giving them your vision this night, as to what you want to do with their lives, may they truly believe this vision and may they truly desire this vision. Working in their lives. Or may they pursue you, Jesus. May they have this great desire, oh Lord. May they pursue. May they pursue this vision and see it come to pass in their lives. I thank you for doing this. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. I give you all the praise. In Jesus' most precious name, I pray. Amen. Amen.